we are on the doorstep of the fourth largest city on the island. We do have Garda numbers that doesn't reflect the population base in the region. And I suppose most importantly of all, the Garda Representative Association, you know, who speak on behalf of the Garda at the front line in Donegal, have said they need more numbers, they need more resources on the ground, and we support that. Sinn Féin made provision for 1,000 extra Garda in our budget, and we also have stated that the Garda stations that were closed across the state, there needs to be an urgent review, particularly since we've discovered that these Garda station closures have only saved on average about €4,000 per station. So there needs to be more Garda over the next number of years to get it back up to the numbers that we had in around 2008. And that means Donegal needs to get our fair share of that. It can't be based just on burglary statistics alone. It has to look at population base in Donegal and in the neighbouring counties and at all crime categories.
There had been a major campaign and a public outcry in Donegal some time ago. Now it seems that momentum is gone in Donegal and the focus really is on the Midlands, on the south, on the southeast. From that point of view, is there a risk that the political interest is going to go south rather than go north?
Crime comes in waves. I mean, not so long ago we had a wave of aggravated burglaries across Donegal where elderly people were being attacked in their homes. And unfortunately, crime gangs come and go. Right now, clearly the upsurge in criminality in terms of burglaries is around the Dublin catchment area. No doubt, again, unfortunately, we will face threats to our community in Donegal. We just need to have the appropriate Garda numbers at all times to curtail that. And also we need to support the likes of Community Alert, Text Alert, Neighbourhood Watch programmes throughout the county on an ongoing basis.